Sairam Children, once again, welcome to the Children's Hour.
Sairam Children, and it is wonderful to be with you after a short break.
Oh, yes. The last week, the programs in Mandir was a little longer than usual, and we had little choice but to skip the Children's Hour segment.
Well, no worries. Now we are here and we will have fun and learn a lot of things as always.
Also, we have stepped up into the last month of the year. The next year, 2016, is just round the corner waiting to jump out.
Time does run fast, doesn't it? But it is the month of December, and December means winter time.
Yes, and hope our children in parts of the world that are very cold, taking good care to keep themselves warm.
It does get cold here in Prashanti too, but it is definitely not a very bitter winter here.
Nevertheless, we must always take good care when the weather changes. Once we get used to it, we should be good.
And also, winter is the time when the risk of catching the flu is quite high, isn't it?
Of course, Prem. Ask me, I will tell you. Last week, I was myself down with the flu, what is also called viral fever at times.
Generally, it is not too bad, but just bad enough to trouble you.
Yes, yes. And it was when I was struggling last week, and I also saw so many others suffering with viral fever, I thought, why not ask our doctor to talk to our children about viral fever?
Oh, that's a very good thing you did, Ganesh. It is the winter months, and it would be good to learn about this viral fever, which affects a lot of people.
And if we understand it better, we don't have to panic or fear it either. With simple care before, we can keep ourselves safe, and with simple treatment get better if we happen to catch the flu. So over now to Dr. Lata Shri from the General Hospital.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our ever-present Lord. Sai Ram Children, today I will discuss about one of the common illnesses seen in children, particularly in this season, that is the viral fever. Viral fever is an acute viral infection. It means it is of sudden onset and it is of short duration. The most common viral fever that is seen in children in the season is the seasonal flu. Children can very easily catch the seasonal flu, and because the virus is spread when an infected person coughs or sneezes. It can also be spread by physical contact through hands infected with the virus. It can also spread through sharing of linen and personal articles of the infected person. When viral infections are very common, such as during seasonal changes, they can also be carried through air ventilation systems. That is why a lot of people could be affected at a time. Children who are down with viral fever can be contagious for about 10 days after they start showing the symptoms of viral fever. Some of the symptoms can continue up to 2 weeks also. Children younger than the age of 2 are at risk of developing complications due to viral fever, and these include pneumonia, which can be very serious in small babies. So it is very important to treat viral fever early, especially in small babies under the age of 2 years, to prevent complications. The first sign of viral fever usually is the appearance of chills. Another early sign is a fever of 100 to 103 degree Fahrenheit. You can also have pain throughout the body, especially in the back and the legs. There are many different kinds of viral infections, and the symptoms will probably vary depending upon the virus causing the infection and also the severity of the infection. However, some of the common symptoms include cough, cold, sore throat, there can be runny nose or congested nose, You can have a headache, fever with chills and fatigue. That is, the child gets easily exhausted, feels tired and weak. There can also be vomiting sensation or nausea, sometimes vomiting, diarrhea and tummy pain. A child between the age of 6 months to 2 years can be protected against the flu through annual vaccination, so you must contact your pediatrician or doctor about vaccination, especially in children under the age of 2 years. And it is always preferable to keep the child away from anyone at home who is sick. If anyone around the child is coughing or sneezing, you must ask them to cover their mouths and noses with a tissue or handkerchief, and also they must wash their hands frequently with soap and water. If a family member has diarrhea or vomiting, you must make sure that these affected persons and all the family members wash their hands frequently and follow good personal hygiene. So children, you must make it a habit to wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water as often as possible in order to prevent such infections. Viral infections are most common during seasonal changes, so it is better to be extra careful during these times of the year. When you suffer from viral fever, it is enough that you rest at home. Rest will help you to fight the infection and also become stronger. You must also take plenty of liquids because you will lose water from the body through fever, diarrhea, vomiting and even cold. Drinking oral rehydration solution or the ORS will replace the nutrients that are lost from the body. So drinking plenty of liquids is very, very important along with rest during viral fever. And you can also have soft and easily digestible foods like hot soups, rasam, dal, porridge, khichdi, mashed vegetables and even curd. To relieve yourself of fever and body ache, you can take tablet paracetamol. However, aspirin and brufen must be avoided at all costs whenever you have viral fever. And usually the symptoms will disappear with these treatments and there is nothing more required and there is no role for antibiotics unless there is a secondary bacterial infection. Even if you treat an episode of viral fever aggressively, the symptoms can continue for a period of 1 week to 10 days, so you should not panic and continue your treatment. When the fever is very high, you can have tepid sponging with lukewarm water. And it also helps to gargle several times a day with salt water, preferably with lukewarm water, and also to take steam inhalation 3 or 4 times a day, which will relieve you of nasal congestion and also headache. Along with this treatment, personal measures like washing of the hands is very important to prevent viral infection. If the child seems unwell or the child becomes sick despite all this treatment, then you must immediately consult your doctor. So, though this viral fever is a self-limited condition, at times it can become serious depending upon the virus that is causing the infection. So you should be aware of certain red flag signs or danger signs which will make you run to your doctor. These are: if cough persists for a period of more than 3 weeks, if there is protracted prolonged diarrhea for more than 2 weeks in the child, or when you see blood in the stools, if the fever, especially high fever, continuously persists for a week or more, or if the child gets fits during illness, or if the child refuses to eat or drink and it is sick looking, or if there is incessant vomiting, or when the child develops breathing difficulty, or if there is swelling of the feet, you must immediately consult the doctor to get evaluated to prevent complications. And another preventive measure is to open the windows and doors of the house to let fresh air in, so that it will remove any germs that are present in the air. So keeping the house well ventilated, dry and clean will help to prevent the spread of this infection. So these are some of small and important things which you should know about viral fever, so that you can protect yourself from viral fever and also you can do safe treatment during an episode of viral fever. Jai Sai Ram.
As always, the doctor so beautifully and clearly explained to us, didn't she?
Hope you all benefited from that, children. You know, Prem, earlier the word viral always had a scary feeling attached to it. But now, I don't think so.
Yes, Ganesh, now people want to go viral.
And people want their creations like songs, videos or images to go viral.
Exactly. And that is thanks to what we call social media. So now we use the word viral for anything that spreads in tremendous speed and becomes very popular, right?
Yes. So children, in the past, we had to be very careful. Then we had some contagious disease. We had to be very careful not to spread it to others. We should cover our mouth when we cough, wash our hands and so on. But now our words, thoughts and ideas can also spread very fast.
And it is not just the bad thoughts and ideas that spread, like the bad virus or bacteria. Even good ideas and feelings can spread very, very fast.
So children, if we really choose to, we can spread goodness and happiness around, or you will end up spreading unpleasantness. We all should try and be like the flower that spreads its fragrance around and pleases everyone that crosses by. Swami would lovingly tell us, make your life like a rose that speaks silently in the language of fragrance.
Oh, that is so beautiful. As we have said many times before, children, this is the age of communication. Everything spreads and reaches far. Let us say you sing a bhajan and upload it in the internet. Someone right across the globe can listen to it.
Or let us say you write a blog or make a video. Again, people from some far off country can see and read it. So, isn't it our duty to ensure that all our words and expressions are suffused with truth, goodness and love?
In fact, Ganesh, I remember a quote I had read a long time back which says just this. It goes, your word shall seek and surely find some ear. Ask not whose ear it is. See only that the word itself be true and pure. Your silent thought shall surely inspire some tongue to speak. Ask not whose tongue it is. See only that the thought itself be lit with loving understanding.
Oh, very beautifully said, Prem. We all can please Swami immensely if we live a life like this. In fact, if we just ensure this much, that our thoughts, words and deeds are always pure and never hurt others, our hearts will become the temple of God.
Yes, children. Let us say you want to invite Swami to the new house you are building. Will you come and invite Swami when the construction is still going on and there is cement, bricks and dust all over the place?
Oh, I would not for sure. I will ensure the house is properly painted and cleaned. The road before the house is cleaned and I have placed a nice carpet for Swami and also a beautiful throne for him. Then I will invite him.
Absolutely, Ganesh. Similarly, children, when we start living our lives purely, after we clean our hearts and keep it free from hatred, jealousy and anger, we can invite Swami into our hearts. And when you clean your heart like that, in fact, it becomes a temple.
And isn't that why we call our heart Hridaya Mandir or Manu Mandir?
Definitely one of my favorite bhajans. Yes, children, when we start purifying our heart by purifying our thoughts, words and deeds, we can pray to Swami to come and occupy His throne in our hearts.
And children, once we achieve that, there is nothing more we need in life, really nothing more. Once we capture the Lord in the temple of our heart, God becomes our very own. And this whole world belongs to God. What is there that you can lack in life?
This is the simplest truth which we all very easily forget. You know, children, the great sage Narada also came to this understanding after much reflection.
Oh, yes, yes. I have heard Swami narrate this beautiful Chinnakatha. Oh, you all have not heard the story, right? No problem, children. Sumana Madam is going to tell us that story today. I'm sure you all will enjoy it as much as I did.
Sairam children, do you know where God lives? Shall we find out? Once upon a time, Sage Narada went to visit the Lord. In the course of their conversation, Lord Vishnu asked him, Narada, in all your travels through the world, have you been able to discover the principal secret of the universe? Have you been able to understand the mystery behind this world? Everywhere you look, you see the five great elements, the earth, water, fire, air and ether. Of everything that is to be found in the universe, what is the most important? Narada thought for a while and then answered, "Lord, of the five elements, the densest, biggest and most important is surely the earth element. It is solid. It is made of majestic mountains, the vast lands, the valleys. So definitely the earth must be the greatest." The Lord, who was listening with rapt attention, questioned, "Narada, tell me, how can the earth element be biggest? 3/4 of the earth is covered by water and only 1/4 is land. The water is swallowing such a big earth. Then what is bigger? The thing that is being swallowed or that which is swallowing it? Answer me now." Narada's eyes twinkled. He thought he had got the answer. "Yes, yes, my lord. Obviously, the water must be the greatest of the five elements. But Lord Vishnu did not end the debate there. He continued his questioning. "But Narada, have you forgotten that scene when the Devas came and prayed to sage Agastya? They wanted him to protect the humans from the demons." Narada instantly recollected how the demons in the ancient times hid in the ocean bed during the day and attacked the humans in the night. So the sage Agastya drank up the entire ocean in one gulp, and the Devas attacked the unaware demons and killed them. Lord Vishnu continued his questioning. "So Narada, now tell me, do you think the sage is greater or the ocean is greater?" Narada thought to himself, "Yes, after all, the person who can drink all the ocean's water in one gulp had to be greater than water." No sooner Narada pronounced that the greatest in the universe was sage Agastya, when Lord Vishnu quipped, "But Narada, this sage Agastya, when he left his earthly body, he became a star in the heavens. Such a great sage is merely a twinkling star in the vast expanse of the sky. Then, is not the sky greater than the Agastya star?" "Yes, of course. How could I forget that?" said Narada. "Surely the sky is bigger than the sage." He was now convinced that the vast sky was greater than the sage Agastya. But Lord Vishnu obviously wanted to teach Narada something and did not stop with that. He then said, "In my avatar as Vamana, I asked for 3 steps from King Bali. And in the course of taking the 3 gifts, I covered the entire earth in 1 step. And in the 2nd step, the entire sky. So Narada, what do you say now?" "My lord," Narada replied, "yes, I understood. Your feet, Lord, is greater than the sky. And of course, your feet are greater than anything in the world." "Oh Narada," Lord Vishnu laughed and asked, "my foot itself is so great, am I not greater than my foot?" Now Narada became a little nervous because he desperately wanted to give the correct answer. He thought and thought and thought And then he said, "My Lord, I have got it now," he said excitedly. "The Lord is the biggest of all. He is infinite beyond measure. In all the worlds, there is nothing greater than the Lord." But the Lord had still one more question. "Narada, what about the devotee who has been able to imprison this infinite Lord within his own heart? Tell me, Narada, who is greater? The devotee who has the Lord locked up in his heart, or the Lord who is locked up by the devotee?" Lord Vishnu then observed, "Although I am great, I am confined in the hearts of my devotees. So Narada, aren't my devotees greater than myself? And therefore, wherever my devotees sing my song, I am there." Now, Narada had to admit that the devotee was even greater than the Lord, and that the devotee must rank first in importance over everything, surpassing even God. Kids, how would you like if your room is dirty? You wouldn't even enter such a room, leave alone living in it. The same is true with our Lord. God too wants a pure, clean heart to reside in. Beauty is not about sweet words, fair skin, intelligent brains, or smartness. But it is about a pure heart where God comes and makes his abode. Altar or any place of worship is only a representation of God's home. But the real home is a heart like yours, children. With this, it is bye from me, Sairam.
मंदिर में राजा धीराजा,
मन मंदिर में राजा धीराजा,
मन मंदिर में राजा धीराजा,
मन मंदिर में राजा धीराजा,
तुम हो साईं महाराज।
Sai Baba Ram, Sai Baba Ram।
नर्तन सुंदर नटराजा सुंदर नटराजा शिव काली प्रिय शिव राजा
शिव काली प्रिय शिव राजा
शिव काली प्रिय शिव राजा नर्तन सुंदर नटराजा शिव काली प्रिय शिव राजा शिव काली प्रिय शिव राजा
शिव काली प्रिय शिव राजा
तुम हो साई महारा तुम हो साई महारा मन मंदिर में राजा धीराजा
What a beautiful story and what a beautiful bhajan. Isn't it amazing, children? When you invite Swami into your heart, after making it ready for his arrival, Swami becomes the ruler of your heart.
Oh yes, he becomes the emperor of all emperors, Rajati Raja. But children, don't have devotion to God because you want all things in the world. Love God for the sake of God. There is nothing sweeter than that love.
Very well said, Ganesh. Today we started talking about viral fever and we have come to the temple of our hearts.
Yes, yes, very much, Prem. Just like how we all are connected through the various means of communication, looks like all topics we speak to you about are also connected.
Talking about how well we are all connected, you know, children, scientists are more and more believing that we all live in a world that is highly connected. Not just through communication. No more we can afford to think as individuals or countries. That is how much we all are connected.
The action of one country affects the other. One bank that does not function well in, say, America is affecting the people of some other country like China.
Similarly, pollution caused by one country does not affect that country alone. It affects the whole world. Do you know, last week they had an international conference on climate change in Paris last week.
Leaders from many countries came together to discuss how to tackle the problem of climate change that is caused because of pollution. What was the need for all countries to come together? Because we all realize that the action of one country can have effects on the other countries too.
Of course, it is quite obvious. What we call as different countries are man-made boundaries, children. nature has no boundaries. Nature sees all of us as one. So it considers all our actions collectively, not country-wise.
This is again a very, very important lesson, children. We all can be patriotic and love our country, but always remember that we all are one. That is why Swami would say, countries are many, but the earth is one.
And we all are children of God. So children, don't think I am one person. If I am good, what difference is it going to make to anybody? Each one of our actions, thoughts and words can have an influence. So it is very important that we always are good.
So we have learnt a lot of important lessons today, children. But I think it's time for us to stop talking. No, we are not going away already. We are going to listen to one of you.
Yes, it is time for Children's Conversation of the Week. And this week, we have little Sashivadan. Over now to the conversation that Ganesh had with our little friend Sashivadan.
Sairam, dear listeners and Sairam children, welcome back to this beautiful episode and segment of Children's Hour, the conversation with beautiful kids who are there around in Parthi and who are always ready to make all the children happy with their conversation with Radio Sai team. And here is one such kid who is so full of enthusiasm to speak to the listeners and the children. Sairam. Can you please introduce yourself to all our listeners?
Yeah. Hello everybody, my name is Sashivadan and I am studying 7th class in Hyderabad, Sri Chaitanya Techno School.
Can you please tell us why you have come to Prashant Nilayam?
I came for to sing the songs in Kulwant Hall and do rally.
Rally as a part of what?
As a part of Swami's 90th birthday celebrations.
Oh, okay. So how many children had come? We were, as we were walking around in Mandir, we were seeing lot of children around coming to give the program in Mandir. So how many children did this group consist of?
This group consists of around 2,600 people.
2,600 children?
Yeah.
Okay. So what did you all do?
We all sung for Swami to come and we did rally to do Swami happy. And we did so practice for it.
So how many days of practice did you have before coming for this program?
Before coming for this program, we did in Hyderabad, we did along 5 to 10 weeks practice of singing.
5 to 10 weeks of practice?
Yeah.
Okay. So what are the songs that you had sung during this program?
Yeah, we sung Sri Ganesha Shivani Kumara and Tu Pyar Ka Sagar Hai and There Is Something Special in Your Love and Rava Swami. Sai Mata Biddala Mandaram.
So which is your favorite song among all these?
Yeah, obviously Rava Swami.
Can you just sing a few lines from that song?
Yeah. Rava Swami Sai Baba Bro Chuttaku Mamuka Chuttaku. Rava Swami Sai Baba Bro Chuttaku Mamuka Chuttaku. Vediti ninu paditi koniyaditi mamu brovara. Vediti ninu paditi koniyaditi mamu brovara. Rava Swami Sai Baba Bro Chuttaku Mamuka Chuttaku.
Very nicely sung. So Sashivadan, what do you do back in Hyderabad? What is your schedule like from morning till evening? How did you get so much of time to practice for this program? What exactly is your daily schedule?
Yeah, the practice is every Sunday in a week, that's all.
Okay. So around 10 Sundays you practiced?
Yeah.
So normally what do you do from
at
morning
home,
till evening?
Yeah, at home I get up and I'll dress as usual things. And coming after evening, I'll...
What time do you go to school?
I'll go at 8:30 and come back 4:45. And as usual, I'll read and watch TV. That's
and
all.
And children, here's a very interesting fact about Sashivadan is like, there is something called a Telugu stream in the Radio Sai, and then he has almost contributed to 12 dramas, 12 short plays in Telugu radio stream. And so we would like to ask Shashivardhan how he got such an opportunity, such a good opportunity to participate in so many dramas.
That is not my chance. It a P.V. Shastri sir, our convener sir, gave me chance to do.
So you acted in 12 dramas. Out of all those 12 dramas, what was your favorite drama?
My favorite drama is my first live program. That is Cheppinatlu Chestara.
Cheppinatlu Chestara. This drama sounds familiar to all the listeners. Can you please tell something about that drama?
Yeah, the drama is written by Bhagwan Sri Satyasai Baba.
So, which role did you play in that drama?
In that drama, Swami did the drama. In that, Swami had played Krishnadu role. That role only I did also.
Wow, that's so interesting to know. And children, Swami had played the role of Krishna, which is the main character in the drama when he was a kid. And now we'll know more about that character Krishna from Shashivardhan. Tell Shashivardhan.
Here, Krishna is a very good boy, but his parents, his teachers all will do that. Means what they'll tell, then does not do that things.
They don't follow what they tell.
Yeah.
Huh. So what is the moral of that story?
That's why he'll go to another town, then they'll come in search of Krishna. Then he will tell that you should do what you tell. That is the moral of the story. The moral is we should do what we tell.
So we should always practice before you preach.
Yeah.
So what else are your hobbies, Shashivardhan?
My hobbies are reading books, playing tanjera, and watching TV somewhat, and playing, that's all.
So what kind of games do you play?
Cricket, football,
so
like
who,
that.
So who is your favorite cricketer?
My favorite cricketer is Sachin Tendulkar.
Why?
Because he played 100, he did 200 centuries.
So he completed 100 centuries.
Yeah.
What else do you do in your free time?
In my free time, I'll read some books, like story books, novels. And
which is your favorite book?
My favorite book is The Teaspoon of Courage, written by Shakespeare.
Okay. So, can you tell something about that book?
Yeah, he will move around the animals, dangerous animals, and he'll take photos of that. He'll write his experience in that book. How he lived in the forest.
So, you found it interesting.
Yeah.
What was the message of that book?
The message was we should not fright for anything. We should not fear.
You should not be afraid of anything.
Afraid.
So courage is the most important aspect of your life, right?
Yeah.
So what all, do you come across any books written by Swami or Chinnakadas?
Yeah, I will read Chinnakada books by Swami.
So how many Chinnakadas have you read till now?
I read 2 volumes of Chinnakadas in Telugu and English.
Oh, very good. Both languages. So which is your favorite Chinnakada?
Volume 1 Chinnakada.
Which is the story you like the most?
So many other, all are my favorite only. But
tell us one story. All the children are very keen to listen.
Okay. One day one Muslim was there. He was very poor. And he is doing namaz on the road. Then one sadhu came and asked, why are you doing namaz on the road? Because they will not allow into the masjid by like this. That's why he'll tell, means he'll tell marry, you can marry my daughter. He'll ask, means how can I marry my, I am Muslim, you are Hindu, how can I marry? There is no caste between any person. All are one, he'll tell. Then he will. He will marry.
So what is the moral of the story?
One is you should not be caste feel.
You should not have any feelings of caste.
Feelings of caste. And another one is our How it, the star, how it will change, we don't know.
How your fate changes, we don't know. Hmm. So, from which age you have been coming to Prashanthalayam?
When I born, my grandmother took me here. Then Swami touched me.
Have you got any nice experience with Swami? When you were physically seeing Swami?
Yeah.
Can you share one experience?
When we were sitting last row, that time we were at room and we got some problem and we came late to Kulwant. Then we sat so last at near gate. That time Swami was, I thought Swami will roam near there only. Swami. But my luckily Swami came here.
Till the end?
Yeah. Till the end Swami came and came nearer to us that I can see.
So how did you feel when Swami came close to you when you were sitting in the last line?
I felt very happy that Swami is coming nearer to me. That's all.
So how often do you come to Prashanthalayam?
I often come from 10 years. I am coming now.
So regularly you come?
Yeah.
So very nice sharing your experience, Shashivadan. So you are happy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sairam.
Hope you enjoyed that conversation, children. As you heard, he was one of those children who were here as part of the Parthi Yatra of over 2,000 Balvikas children.
And it is always wonderful when so many children come to Prashanthalayam. Even in the last month, we had children from all parts of the country for the Vidyavahini exhibition.
We know that there might be a lot of you out there who would love to come to Prashanthalayam, but probably have not been able to come this year or even so far. No problem, children. If you do what we spoke of during this program, you can make your heart itself into a Prashanthalayam.
And children, before we conclude this program, let us share one more thought with all of you. We spoke about how we all are connected. Physically, we may be far from each other. If you live in Washington and say your friend lives in another city where there is a natural disaster, like we have floods in the Chennai, in the city of Chennai now,
or like when we had a earthquake in Pakistan, you cannot go physically to help them always, but you can always pray for, from wherever you are, for the welfare of the people in need.
So children, it would be wonderful if you make this a habit every day before going to bed. For 2 minutes, pray for all your brothers and sisters who may be in need or problems.
Yes, that would be a beautiful thing to do. When we can physically help, we must. But when we cannot, we can always pray for those in need. That is why Swami always would want us to chant Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu at the end of bhajans.
That prayer means, let all the beings in all the worlds be happy. So with that thought, children, I think we will have to say goodbye to all of you.
And as always, it was so wonderful to be with all of you, and hope you all felt the same too. Till we meet you all next week, be good children and have lots of fun. Sairam, children.
Sairam, children.